sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A second hour here on this Monday, May 12th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Donald Trump saying a few words before he signs the executive order regarding drug prices, totally changing the direction of pharmaceuticals in America. Basically, putting us on par with foreign countries. Drug manufacturers always charging Medicare, Medicaid Americans more for our prescriptions than what other countries can get the same exact drugs for. Some people, because of income, the economy, living on a fixed income, have to resort to purchasing their drugs from Canada, Mexico, other places, China. Well, that's all changing. We've been subsidizing other nations to be able to sell our drugs to their citizens cheaper than what Americans have to pay. As a result, he said, enough's enough, we're changing it. They're going to be the same price that other countries can buy these drugs for, and this is what Americans are going to pay. So as a result, huge drops in these prescriptions that people are taking, going to change the direction of the pharmaceutical industry once and for all. So let's see Congress do something to memorialize these executive orders, making them statutes, making them in place so they can't be changed with future executive orders by future presidents. But one of the biggest things that I've noticed, you've heard Missy talk about it for the last couple of years, getting rid of toxins in your body, getting rid of things that causes you to be fat. 40% of our adult population is obese. And as a result, you're on all kinds of medications that you don't have to be. I've told the story many times. It's on the website. Just check it out, truckerrandyhealth.com. The pictures don't lie. Before and after pictures, triple X t-shirt, basically 297 pounds, 4 months and 4 days later, 217. Still wearing the same large t-shirt that you see in that photograph. Also, zero medications. Got rid of all of them. pre-diabetic, pre-blood pressure, all kinds of things having to take, those days are over. Go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, schedule a free consultation, find out more about it. Get off of these drugs altogether once and for all. You'll feel so much better, you'll sleep better, enjoy your life. But he's signing it here shortly, changing the pricing on pharmaceuticals once and for all. Going to slash the cost of prescription drugs in America. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. I forgot to mention that if you would like me to text you the information to get a hold of Missy or the phone number, just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y, and I'll send you the phone number, 269-964-4044, as well as the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. The pictures are there. They don't lie. I wanted her to take those photos. I wanted the screenshots put on the website so people could see. Still in the process of maintenance, maintaining the weight loss. Absolutely haven't moved within 5 pounds up or down ever since I hit my goal weight of 217. One thing you have to understand, this is not a permanent thing. You are not on supplements. You're not on anything from her whatsoever. Once you hit your goal weight, you learn reset and maintenance. You just got to watch your weight on the scale. When you eat your trigger foods, see how much you go up, then purge your system and get you right back to where you were. So again, text me, Missy, and I'll send you the phone number, 269-964-4044, and the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. If you've been losing weight on your own, that's great. Congratulations. Good job. The last 10 to 20% is the toughest. So if you're still wanting to lose another 20, 30 pounds, whatever the number is, she can help you do that. You could probably accomplish that. Guys, do a 20-day fat burn. I guarantee you'll drop the 20 pounds, no problem. Absolutely, absolutely guaranteed to do it. Women, probably 20 to 5 to 30 pounds. That's going to take you probably 40 or 50 days of fat burn. Talk to Missy. She's the expert. She'll take care of you guys. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit as Donald Trump is still bloviating at the microphone, going through his printed speech, but taking a little bit before he signs the pharmaceutical executive order. But I want to shift gears. I want to go to Lansing. Quote of the day that came on Friday came from State Representative Rochelle Smith. She is the chairwoman of the Election Integrity Committee. She's been demanding information from Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Ever since November 7th, 2 days after our election, when they realized that they were going to take control of the House, new Speaker Matt Hall was coming in, new committees were being formed. State Representative Rochelle Smith has been requesting information from Jocelyn Benson, who's been refusing to give it to her. Well, the quote of the day on Friday came from Rochelle. She said, if a teacher assigns a student homework with a clear due date, that student can still complain and procrastinate all they want, but the deadline is still coming, whether they like it or not. Secretary Benson, your homework is due on Tuesday. Kind of an interesting quote of the day because of the deadlines that has been given to the Secretary of State regarding these training manuals given to clerks on how to run our elections. So it's very interesting how this battle between Representative Schmidt and Secretary of State of the Elections, in charge of elections, Jocelyn Benson, how she's been dragging her feet. Well, it's coming due tomorrow. So very, very interesting fight going on back and forth there. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll follow the story and see how it goes. Donald Trump putting the state of Illinois on constructive notice, signing a memorandum that signals the federal government's strong support for immediate building of a planned barrier on the Chicago River to prevent Asian carp from entering the Great Lakes. The move presumably removes any hesitation the state of Illinois had about Trump's commitment to finishing the project. the state of Illinois must acquire the land necessary to build the Brandon Road Interbasin Project by July 1st. And then grant money from the federal government, along with permitting process, to begin starting construction, quote, as quickly as possible. Well, up to now, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was delaying the state's purchase of the land needed to expand the Brandon Road project out of concerns that the federal government wouldn't come through with their financial share for the project. And that basically they would end up buying the land for nothing. But Trump made it very clear on Friday afternoon, the federal government is prepared to do its part. But the states where preventative measures can be taken must cooperate. The president also told the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, to make it a top priority to remove invasive carp from the Upper Illinois waterway near Lake Michigan, and to start blocking carp from ever reaching the Great Lakes Basin. In his executive order, Trump laid out the issue. The ravenous Asian carp are an invasive species that, if allowed into the Great Lakes, would cause irreparable damage to the native fish species like walleye, yellow perch, and whitefish. They gobble up the food that the native fish eat. They grow up to 100 pounds and rapidly outcompete native fish for space and dirty up the water. This poses a significant risk to the Great Lakes fishing, boating, recreation, and tourism, which supports tens of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of commerce annually. Well, Friday's action comes about a month after the infamous White House meeting with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and House Speaker Matt Hall, in which invasive carp and a new mission for the Selfridge Air Force Base were discussed. At the time, Trump hinted that something was on the way, telling Governor Gretchen Whitmer, "We'll have something to celebrate pretty soon. I'm pretty sure about that," end quote, said Trump. Well, now, Trump's memo gives the Democrat governor her second big win this year from her collaborative approach in working with the new Republican president in his second term. Whitmer wrote in a press release on Friday, "That's why I went to Washington, D.C. to advocate for this project face-to-face with the president at the White House. Michigan continues to win because we show up, we talk to anyone, and we work together to get things done." The Brandon Road Project is supported by a large bipartisan coalition, including local, state, and federal officials, numerous environmental, conservation, tourism, and fishing interests. It's been a top priority of the interstate and international Great Lakes, St. Lawrence governors and premiers, currently chaired by Governor Whitmer. Michigan is funding half of the 10% non-federal cost sharing of the project together with Illinois. All of this being done under approvals by the United States Army Corps of Engineers. Brandon Road Project Memorandum. Well, in discussing it with President Trump, Speaker Matt Hall thanked the president for his bold and decisive leadership in signing the memorandum. Hall went on to say President Trump has committed the federal government's money to this important project. Michigan is committed to this project. And now we just need Governor Pritzker to show the same leadership, do his part, and hold up his end of the deal. As soon as it's done, this will get the project going. So it's all now in Pritzker's hands. The governor of Illinois has to do his part. And with Donald Trump committing the federal dollars to 90% of the project, there's no reason for him to hold it back. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see where this heads. But it definitely needs to be done, and the sooner the better. Some are saying as soon as the land's acquired that they can get this project going this summer. Tired of talking about the Asian carp in the Great Lakes. It's time to fix it. So, following that story, let's see the other one. Let's see, do we have time? No, we're going to hold that until after the break. Oh, here's one I can get to really quick. Green Township, dealing with the Goshen battery plant. Well, an injunction ordering Green Charter Township's board to comply with a development agreement that a prior recall board signed with the battery parts manufacturer Goshen unconstitutionally compels legislative action, according to the township's attorney, which he argued in a federal appeals court last week. Goshen Incorporated's attorney, however, countered that the township's breach of the contract will result in breaches of other interlinking contracts and obligations. It will cause irreparable damage to the battery parts manufacturer. U.S. Sixth Court Circuit Court of Appeals panel judges Joan Larson, Stephanie Dawkins Davis, as well as senior judge Danny J. Boggs, appeared unswayed by the arguments that the lower court can't order the township to support Goshen. And they probed whether Goshen really faces irreparable harm if the plant doesn't become a reality. Goshen, a subsidiary of China's Goshen High Tech Company, who had promised to invest billions of dollars to build an electric vehicle battery plant, sued the township back in March of 2024. After a new board voted 4-3 to rescind the previously approved plan to extend the city's water supply to the factory's location. In May of 2024, just 2 months later, U.S. District Judge James Beckering ordered the township's board to meet its obligations under the agreement, including coordinating county road and drain commissioners' infrastructure, including water. Well, they refused to do it. And as a result, it's gone forward to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Decision is forthcoming after they heard oral arguments last week. We'll continue to follow this story as well. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leader.